Finance, the end game of champions. Nations do not easily become the leading world purveyor of financial services. Habsburg Spain rode a flood of bullion from the New World, spreading it around Europe and employing the expertise of money men from Augsburg, Antwerp, Genoa, and Venice. The Dutch turned Amsterdam into Europe's top entrepot, offered the continent's lowest cost capital, and launched a maritime supremacy that stretched from Japan and the East Indies to New Amsterdam and the Cape of Good Hope. Britain constructed the world's greatest colonial empire and took over maritime and financial supremacy from the Dutch. The United States built the world's number one industrial power, provided the oil and money for victory in two world wars, and assumed financial leadership from Britain. None of these hegemons started with well-developed international finance. They began with simpler vocations. Castile, the heart of Spain, was a culture of high plateau wool growers and skilled soldiers who had spent centuries reconquering the Iberian Peninsula from Muslim emirs before conquistadors found gold and silver in Central and South America. The Dutch, as we have seen, had a unique talent for vocations having to do with ships, seas, and winds. The English pioneered in coal development and superseded the Dutch as masters of the seas. But after several generations of success in soldiering, seafaring, or manufacturing, these peoples, in their respective heydays, were drawn farther in the direction of globalism, financial services, and capital management. In the case of Spain, the reorientation came in mere decades, driven by the gold and silver mined in huge quantities in the Americas and shipped as bullion back to Seville in great treasure fleets. The Spanish crown deployed that massive purchasing power to underwrite ventures from the Catholic Counter-Reformation and war in the Low Countries to the expensive and lazy importation of manufactured goods. The Castilians who ruled Spain were not entrepreneurs, but in 1517, a multiple royal inheritance joined Spain to the Habsburg Empire. In addition to the new American colonies, this combined monarchy soon sprawled across the Low Countries, much of Italy, Portugal, and part of Germany. These happened to be the European mercantile and financial centers of the 16th century. The extraordinary coming together occurred when Charles of Burgundy, the grandson of Ferdinand and Isabella of Spain on one side and Maximilian of Austria on the other, inherited the Spanish throne, Burgundy, the Low Countries, and Austria, and then became Holy Roman Emperor in his Habsburg capacity. Without the commercial Flemings, Dutch, Lombards, and Genoese, a Spain captained by militarily and religiously driven Castilians might not have raised its economic flag so high. However, through its new Habsburg reach, Castile enlisted much of Europe's financial acumen, even though revolt against Habsburg rule broke out among the Dutch in 1568. Arrayed together, Spain's wealth and Flemish, Italian, and German mercantile talents made Spain a financial power until its war-related ruination in the 1640s. In several unusual ways, to which we will return, Habsburg Spain developed aspects of a financial services empire. Hitherto, that specialty had been confined to small city-states, most notably Venice and Genoa. From the mid-16th century to early in the 17th, however, many Genoese, Germans, and Flemings relocated to Madrid, Seville, Cadiz, and other Spanish centers. What Spain never enjoyed or passed through was a serious manufacturing era. As the gold and silver inflows mounted in the 1550s and 1560s, Spain became a financial feeding trough, its ports, commerce, and mercantile facilities largely controlled by outsiders.